As it's time now for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, another strong win for this team. George Mason certainly made you earn it, but it seemed as if the Wildcats got stronger as this game moved on.
Well, it's certainly great to be here at home. Our crowd was sensational. Our crowd just inspired us, energized us, and you said we got stronger as the game progressed. I think it was the guys in the Speedos. I think it was our tremendous student body. I think it was our faculty, our staff, our administration. I thought it was our people here in Davidson community and our alums. It was a sensational crowd.
And, Coach, one of the players on your side that continued to attack, he's done this now for six straight games, and that's John Axel Goodmanson. Another tremendous line with 27 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, and a steal.
Yeah, you know, he was just possessed today, and that's the way he's been playing lately. But there were so many guys that did so many things. You know, you're going to look at Kellen Grady, and you're going to say, okay, he didn't have a big point per game tonight, but the defense that Kellen Grady played was probably the best he's played in his career at Davidson, and that was a catalyst for our defense. They reached 31%, and Kellen Grady was the catalyst for that.
And Kellen spent a lot of time on Javon Green, who finished with 12 points. He came into this matchup the last two games with games of 39 and 32. Are you pleased with just 12-point output from
him? Javon Green is a sensational player. I mean, he's sensational. He's crafty around the rim. He can knock down threes. And he played great defense also on Kellen. So got to give him credit, too, because he's a terrific defender. But how about Carter Collins getting those rebounds at the end, making the three foul shots, making a big three when we needed that big three?
And Carter just looks good when he goes up to grab those rebounds. Do you notice that? We think maybe style points?
Yeah, he tries to squeeze the air out of the ball, and we coach that. And Bates Jones makes the big three right in front of our bench. Then Kellen delivers a dime to him, and he makes the layup on the roll to the basket. I mean, Mike Jones burying threes, Lee being in there and giving us a defensive lift, Luca just making a couple of big buckets at the end. Nelson made a tremendous pass across the lane. I think I forgot who hit the three. It might have been Kellen or Carter. Tremendous three he delivered. So there are so many guys. David Christensen gave us a lift off the bench. He was very aggressive, and we liked that. He didn't make the shots, but he was aggressive as can be. Just really pleased with the entire roster.
When you look at the points in the paint, it finished Davidson up 24 to 20, and that was with Luka struggling with foul trouble throughout that first half, just played 14 minutes.
Yeah, you know, and he had foul trouble in the second half, and, you know, he sometimes gets frustrated, and on that third foul, it was a legitimate call. We had the rebound, and he shoved the guy because, you know, he wanted to hit him and box him out, and he was in position to get the rebound and just got a little bit too aggressive.
We saw the Wildcats in transition a little bit more than we have recently in that first half, and it looked like a lot of that was sparked by blocks coming from Nelson Bochy-Yedem.
Yes, Nelson continues to be a guy that protects the rim for us. Luka protects the rim for us. I think Bates-Jones did a great job dancing. Mike had a mismatch. You dance down in the paint. And we call defense in the paint dancing. You have to dance. You have to move your feet like you're on a dance floor. And I thought Bates and Mike in particular did that very well.
We talked about the word contagious the other day, and you said that's one that you've used in the vernacular with your team. It seems like guys being locked in, playing connected, has become contagious.
You know, it's like the three-point shot. When one guy makes a three, it makes it a little bit more plausible when another guy makes a three, and that's what happened in the last couple of games. You know, you look at the three-point percentage in our losses, we were dismal, and that was because we were missing, and that was contagious. Now we've made a few, and that has become contagious as well.
Well, Coach, congratulations. We want to mention, too, to all the fans here tonight, Bob McKillop's show on Monday, and we invite them out to the Red Ventures room to join us for that show.
Well, we enjoy being there, and we enjoy having our fans there, and we've got some real hardcore fans who are terrific to join us every Monday afternoon.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Again, congratulations on a third straight victory here tonight against George Mason.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.